The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
In the 2012 Virginia Senate race, more than $50 million was spent by outside groups. This year, the race is attracting mere pennies compared to the last record-setting cycle. According to the Virginia Public Access Project, less than $3 million has been dropped on the contest between Democratic incumbent Mark Warner and his Republican challenger Ed Gillespie, a former advisor to President George W. Bush. Jeffrey Skelly of UVA's Center for Politics says the Commonwealth Senate race just isn't as interesting to big donors this time around.
Whereas the Kane-Allen race in 2012 had ranked first for outside expenditures, the Warner-Gillespie race was ranked 18th, which is kind of an indication.
A part of the reason is Warner, a former businessman and governor, amassed more than $16 million into his campaign war chest. He apologizes for all the ads, but says don't let that keep you from the polls on Tuesday, where he's hoping more moderates like him will get reelected.
I know that there are many who are frustrated, but if you're frustrated and say, I'm just going to turn off the TV and tune this out, all you do is turn the keys over to the extremes on either end of the political spectrum. And that's not where I think our country needs to head.
Ed Gillespie, who used to be a lobbyist and run the Republican National Committee, has raised just under $7 million. He used a lot of that money to try and portray Warner as a rubber stamp for President Obama.
Senator Warner has not been the senator he said he would be. He told us that he would be an independent voice for Virginia in the United States Senate, but he has voted with President Obama 97% of the time since taking office.
Skelly says Gillespie is doing well for a first-time candidate. But why isn't Gillespie attracting more outside money?
I think to some degree it's a chicken or egg question.
Skelly says Warner was able to scare off outside spending by amassing such a large sum from groups like J.P. Morgan Chase, Dominion, and Altria Group.
The outside groups were scared to some degree by Warner's formidable profile and own campaign war chest because he has a lot of money at his fingertips.
As for Gillespie, his biggest donors are Blue Cross Blue Shield, BGR Group, and Blackstone. Without outside spending, Skelly says Gillespie was left alone in the contest. Virginia's 10th congressional district is a different story altogether. The race for the open seat between Democrat John Faust and Republican Barbara Comstock has attracted nearly $5 million from outside groups who have been peppering Northern Virginia with negative ads. The other races in the state aren't really attracting much in outside spending. Take the 2nd District, where incumbent Republican Congressman Scott Ridgel is facing off against Democratic challenger Suzanne Patrick, who's a veteran. The race has attracted less than $500,000 in outside spending. Skelly says that's because Patrick never caught fire.
You know, candidates matter. The fundamentals matter a lot.
The one thing that is clear, after Tuesday's election, you won't have to watch campaign ads, but you may want to buckle up for the 2016 presidential contest. It's expected to draw a lot of outside money to the state once again. I'm Matt Laszlo.